Hello, Radioland. Welcome to the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. The CPF Radio Hour is brought to you by the Cary Playwrights Forum. You can learn more about our nonprofit organization at caryplaywrightsforum.org. This play was made possible through a collaboration between the CPF Radio Hour and the Greensboro Playwrights Forum. The Forum is a talented group of writers, directors, and actors based out of Greensboro, North Carolina. If you are a dramatic writer living in North Carolina, or if you want to get involved, search for Greensboro Playwrights Forum on Facebook and ask to join the group and stay current on upcoming events and meetings. Attention new students, let me introduce you to your teacher this evening. Mrs. Audra Hibbert won't let anything stand between her and her vacation. In fact, she's hardly bothered. Anything you can throw at her is but another pawn for her disposal in a game she only knows how to win. She and her best friend Janet are truly the best at what they do. They are the Cruise Queens.
Cruise love.
Audra, dear, so good to hear from you. The cruise is magnificent. They thought of every last detail. How's yours?
The same. It's outstanding. I'm upper deck watching the sunset right
Fantastic.
Now.
Fantastic. And I'm watching the sun rise.
Really? Mine's orange.
Oh, how peaceful. Mine's pink.
Lovely. I'm triple platinum status now, so all of my drinks are on the house. I'm sipping a pina colada and talking to you. Life is but a dream.
Ooh, excellent. I just made quadruple diamond, so my land excursions are free. Did you see the latest from Caroline?
Yes. She's somewhere out by the Seychelles.
That bitch.
I know. You hope she gets taken by pirates. I'll drink to that. Which reminds me, I think the handsome Greek bartender has been flirting with me.
Well, are you wearing your wedding ring?
What? And risk a tan line?
Oh, you're a bad girl.
Aren't I? You know me too well. Hang on. I'm getting another call.
Ooh, have them join us. The more, the merrier.
Hello? This is Audra.
Hello, Miss Hibbert.
Speaking. I've also got you on with my friend Janet.
Aloha!
Miss Hibbert, this is Denise from Homewatch Security Systems. I'm calling to inform you that two intruders have entered your home. But don't worry, ma'am. The men have been trapped inside and the police have been notified.
Well, Audra, it seems you've got even more malattention for the day.
Thank you, Denise. Did you say the men are trapped inside my home?
Yes, Miss Hibbert. With your premium service package, your windows and doors have been equipped with steel shutters to lock the perpetrators inside.
Premium service? What did you call it?
According to my notes, Miss Hibbert, when our sales representative came to visit, you said, "Just give me whatever one is the most expensive." Your service includes 24-hour live monitoring, two-way audio, and a laser detection system.
You say I have lasers inside my home.
Yes, Miss Hibbert.
Can they do teeth whitening?
Oh, you're the worst.
No, Miss Hibbert, but have no fear. The police are on their way.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry?
Listen, dear. You need to understand something about our good friend Caroline Whittaker. She's an evil troll.
Yes,
she's
but...
She's actually quite lovely. She has the skin of a pumpkin. And a face that's been carved up more times than a jack-o'-lantern.
Ma'am,
and if she gets a picture of the squad car outside of my friend's home, it'll be posted all over the internet in a heartbeat.
I'm in complete agreement. Please, Denise, tell them it was a false alarm.
Okay. What about the intruders?
We'll speak with them. I'm sure we can come to an understanding.
Yes. Patch them in, dear.
Okay, Attention perpetrators. Attention perpetrators. This is Homewatch Security Systems. You have been caught and trapped inside the home you've attempted to burglarize. Can you hear me? Please respond.
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Prepare to speak with the owner of the home you have illegally entered.
Ooh, and her friend, Janet.
And her friend, Janet.
Hello, this is Audra Hibbert speaking. How are you, gentlemen?
Well, fabulous.
Yes, me too. I understand you've just been caught trying to burglarize my home. Whoopsie. How did you know I wasn't there?
'Cause the lawn ain't mowed.
Now, please tell me that's not true. I'm paying someone very generously to take care of the landscaping while I'm gone.
Audra, I have been telling you, you have to stop posting pictures of your cruises during the cruises.
I shall not. What's the point of taking a cruise if you can't brag to all your friends that you're on a cruise?
Hand me a crowbar.
Darling, you know I love you. But you need to wait until you're home to tell the world.
They won't budge. It's like Fort Knox in here.
Actually, ma'am, I have to agree. You should never indicate on social media that you vacated your residence.
Lord, Denise, you sound like one of those ridiculous anti-vaxxers.
What? No, I am not an anti-vaxxer.
Good. So you believe in taking vacations?
I don't think that's what that means, Miss Hibbert. Ow!
Will you quit yapping and help me find a way out of here?
In fact, I went on a vacation just last summer to Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
That's lovely, dear. You don't need to tell us everything about it.
Well, actually, ma'am, it's true. We broke in because we saw your pictures on Facebook. Looks like a nice trip.
Oh, thank you. Again, it's Audra Hibbert. Please, send me a friend request.
Get eaten by a shark, lady.
Done.
Received and accepted. Thank you.
Miss Hibbert, I highly advise against this.
Janet Williams, send me a friend request as well.
Sure thing, Miss Williams. Coming at you.
What are you doing, dummy?
I don't know. They seem nice.
Nice? You don't make Facebook friends with the people you rob.
Well, we're certainly not on LinkedIn.
Oh, my. Is this your profile picture? You're quite the handsome little burglar, aren't you?
Thanks, Miss Williams.
Audra, leave him locked inside your house until I get there, please.
Oh, you're the worst.
Can we get back to business, Miss Hibbert?
Yes, of course. Gentlemen, do you see the photo I just posted?
The one on the boat with the piña colada?
That's fresh pineapple and coconut, by the way. Do you see the comment Caroline Whitaker left under it?
Yeah. She said, looks like fun. I hope you ask them to put real milk in that drink. It will help with your osteoporosis.
That bitch.
Ouch.
She sounds a little passive-aggressive.
Wait. Who is this lady? She's got no morals.
Now, here's the important part. If you could do me a simple favor, I think we can help you with your current situation.
Okay, no problem.
I need you to like the picture and comment on how good I look. Feel free to use words like gorgeous, glamorous, or even MILF.
Do it.
Okay. Done.
Fantastic. Now, as a token of my appreciation, please help yourself to the diamond bracelet in the safe by my closet.
What?
Have you found the safe? The code is 101952. My birthday.
Miss Hibbert! Please do not give out your personal information to these men! You could have your identity stolen!
Oh, as if they could handle being me for a day.
Miss Hibbert, these men are criminals!
Goodness, Denise, you sound like one of those ridiculous anti-communist.
Wait, what? You're a communist? You're on a cruise.
That's the perfect place to be a communist. You have to stay calm, dear.
I don't think that's what that means, Miss Williams.
You know, a cruise sounds fun. I've never been able to afford a cruise.
Yes, now you see the point.
Oh, Janet. You're just plain rotten. You can't afford one now, gentlemen.
Thanks! You ladies are all right. Where are you? The Bahamas?
The Bahamas?
What do you take us for? more amateurs?
The Bahamas.
Yes. Why don't we go catch the norovirus from the all-you-can-touch shrimp buffet?
Ah, the Bahamas.
Oh, and let us get blitzed by lunch, then totally rock the wet t-shirt contest.
The Bahamas? Please. I'm in the Aegean Sea while a Greek harpist plays poolside. Tomorrow, I tour the caldera at Santorini.
And I'm in the South Pacific on my way to the powdery white sands of Champagne Beach. But for now, waist deep in a glass of absinthe.
Absinthe?
With a Percocet twist.
Oh, Janet, you're terrible.
Okay, okay, you're not in the Bahamas.
So, anyway, we should probably...
And for the record, I only travel on Viking or Oceania.
And I cruise exclusively with Cunard.
Oh, shut up, Janet.
Ladies, can we please get back to business here? I really think you need to reconsider giving these men your diamond bracelet.
Nonsense. If you want a job done properly, you have to tip well.
What job are you talking about?
We were about to give these fine men Caroline Whittaker's home address.
No! No, you can't do that. You'll be an accomplice.
She's somewhere near the equator right now, so she'll be of no trouble to you.
Got it. Thanks, Mrs. Williams. We'll be sure to pay her house a little visit.
Now, Denise, be a help and release these men before my husband comes home.
Wait, you went on this cruise without your husband?
Mind your own business, dear.
No, what I meant is... Oh, you're terrible!
You know me too well. You've done your job flawlessly, Denise. I'll be sure to leave a glowing review. And gentlemen, don't forget the bracelet.
Thank you, Miss Hibbert!
My pleasure, everyone. Cheers from Santorini!
Cheers!
That was Cruise Queens, an audio play by Clinton Festa. Starring tonight's show were Stephanie Simon as Audra, Rita Hewell as Janet, Sierra Smith as Denise, and David Kleonsky and Tim Coyle as the two robbers. The harp music was performed by Santa Festa. Sound effects and editing by Christian O'Neill. This has been the Cary Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Good night, and break a leg.